AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Minneapolis man has been arrested for allegedly posting threats and encouraging violence against immigration officers. Jennifer King has details.
Federal authorities allege Kyle Wagner threatened to kill Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in posts on social media. The 37-year-old Minneapolis man faces charges of cyberstalking and threats against federal agents. Attorney General Pamela Bondi alleges that Wagner doxed and threatened officers. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says such conduct won't go unpunished.
The Department of Homeland Security arrested this individual. He is a self-proclaimed Antifa member who has been threatening, doxing, harassing ICE. He called for the murder of federal law enforcement officers. He encouraged bloodshed in the streets of Minnesota.
According to prosecutors, Wagner repeatedly posted on Facebook and Instagram encouraging his followers to forcibly assault and impede federal officers, whom he referred to as the Gestapo. He's also accused of doxing a pro-ICE individual online and sharing personal information online. The address in that case was in Michigan, and that's where the criminal complaint was filed. I'm Jennifer King.
In Arizona,
we believe Nancy is still out there.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano is talking about Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother. As for DNA tests,
blood on the porch, that was one we did. It came back to Nancy. That's what we know.
Investigators are taking ransom notes sent to media outlets seriously, but they've not identified any suspects and have no proof Nancy Guthrie is still alive. No official word of any progress in U.S. brokered peace talks with Russia and Ukraine, but the two sides did carry out a prisoner exchange after, and the U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. At the same time, the last remaining nuclear arms pact between the U.S. and Russia has expired. This is AP News. Job openings fell in December, U.S. employers posting 6.5 million, the fewest since 2020. And Ed Donahue reports Pizza Hut is closing some of its restaurants.
250 Pizza Huts the company considers underperforming will be closing in the first half of the year. There are more than 6,000 locations. Pizza Hut hired Tom Brady to be a spokesman.
I got your pizza. Hut!
We should order pizza every game.
Yum Brands owns Pizza Hut. It says it's conducting a formal review of options for the brand. Sales dropped 5% last year. It has struggled with outdated stores and growing competition. Domino's, the world's largest pizza company, hasn't yet released its full-year earnings, but U.S. same-store sales were up 2.7% in the first 9 months of last year. Besides Pizza Hut, Yum Brands owns KFC and Taco Bell. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.